At the beginning of December, the world was shocked when the UnitedHealthcare CEO was ambushed leaving a New York City hotel. A man wearing a hoodie and a mask calmly walked behind Brian Thompson as he was walking to a meeting, pulling out his weapon, discharging it into the CEO. Brian fell to the ground before the hooded masked men finished the job. From the looks of it, it seemed like a professional hit done against the CEO. But after a few days, a 26-year-old man was arrested in Pennsylvania, being caught with the alleged weapon and tons of other incriminating evidence. The 26-year-old was identified as Luigi Mangione, an Ivy League engineer related to a wealthy, prominent Maryland family. When the authorities presented Luigi as their prime suspect, people were confused. Things only became more confusing after Luigi himself pleaded not guilty to the crimes, claiming that he was being framed. Now the question everyone has is, did Luigi Mangione really take out the UnitedHealthcare CEO, or is there more to the story? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Luigi Mangione. But before you begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. In the beginning of December, Luigi Mangione became the most famous man in the United States. Everyone was talking about the suspected UnitedHealth CEO killer. While some people condemned Luigi for what he allegedly did, most of the people saw Luigi as some sort of hero, a vigilante who took the law into his own hands and took out the CEO of a billion-dollar insurance company that has neglected his customers' health. People all over the internet were backing Luigi for what he allegedly did. He became the most talked about person on the internet. Even the authorities have been treating Luigi like a celebrity, parading him around after his arrest like some sort of trophy. When I first saw the news, it was either the same day it happened or the day after. I saw the same street camera view everyone else saw, and I thought to myself immediately that this was a professional paid hit. The way the suspect walked up behind him so casually caught my attention. The shooting stance he took and the way he casually unloaded and cleared the weapon jam, then fled, to me all seemed like what you expect from a professional hit. On top of this, I thought to myself, how in the world did he know where the CEO was going to be staying? How did he know the CEO was going to be attending an investors meeting that day? How did he know where to wait for the CEO at? To me, this all looked like a targeted hit, with the hitman being given prior information on the target, like all of his whereabouts and his moves for the day. It seemed like it could have been an inside job with someone a part of the company or doing business with the company paying someone to get rid of Brian. In fact, my assumptions were further backed up when I heard this retired NY police captain basically say exactly what I was thinking. The police captain claimed that the suspect had to be a professional. He believed from analyzing the footage that it didn't seem like a personal attack, but more like a professional hit. He also pointed out that the suspect appeared to have some training.
And John Monahan, a retired captain with the New York City Police Department. John, thanks so much for being here tonight. So, John, we're going to walk our viewers step by step from the clues that we know the investigators have. We know they probably have more. Let's roll this video. This is the surveillance video. See right here, he's walking to the hotel. We're going to freeze it here. Talk to me about what you're noticing here. You notice sort of a gun here. We were talking about potentially a silencer, a heavy gray backpack, and the position that he's shooting. What do you see?
The position tells me he's at least spent some time at a gun range.
You know that from the way. It's good form.
His stance is proper. His arms are proper. This is how you would train someone. Right. The way he tries to clear the jam, the gun jam, he does know how to clear a jam on a gun. Yeah. That requires some knowledge and some training. He may be professional in the sense that he was paid for this. I don't think that this was a personal on his part.
Right after, he's done shooting, and he's walking off here. Not really taking off. He's not jogging away.
The victim would be down here?
Yeah.
I noticed this. He finishes firing, he approaches the subject,
yeah,
and turns away. If this was personal to him,
yeah,
he'd have gotten in closer to deliver a message or the final kill shot. He doesn't. He just walks away unaffected.
Okay.
That tells you something.
As you heard for yourself, this retired police captain basically confirmed my theory. When I saw this, I said to myself, well, they're more than likely never to catch the guy that did it, as whoever did it seems to have been a professional who likely has done this before. My thoughts were further confirmed when the police had believed the suspect somehow managed to escape New York City without being caught. When this happened, I felt that it was pretty much going to be another cold case. The police eventually reported that they found the suspect's book bag in Central Park, but found no weapon or any evidence in there. Instead, the book bag was filled with Monopoly money and a jacket. This was basically no help at all, but as time went on, they released more and more details. First, they released a photo of the suspect, one with a mask and another with the suspect's face kind of visible. Then they claimed to have recovered trash that might contain the suspect's fingerprints. A water bottle and a Kind Bar wrapper were found close by to the area where they believed the suspect to have been. While this wasn't a smoking gun and didn't seem like it would lead to the arrest of the suspect, it seemed like evidence that could help with the case. The case was all over the news in the following days, leading up to the big day when Luigi Mangione was caught. Luigi was in a Pennsylvania McDonald's wearing a hoodie and a mask while using his laptop. According to authorities, a customer at the restaurant realized that Luigi seemed to look similar to the suspect being shown on the news. This customer approached an employee and told them he believed the man was a suspected CEO killer. The employee then alerted the authorities, who quickly swept in to arrest him. When the authorities arrived, they saw him and asked him to remove his mask, which he did. The police then arrested him on the spot. Word quickly got to the news that Luigi was arrested on suspicion of being the CEO shooter. The authorities revealed that when they arrested him, Luigi had a book bag in his possession that contained the alleged fake ID used to book his room in the New York City hostel he was staying at, also finding $8,000 and the alleged weapon that was used to take out the CEO. The police claimed that the weapon was a ghost gun. On top of this, the police claim to have also found a manifesto that was written by Luigi that seems to prove he was the man who took the CEO out. Luigi was then arrested and extradited to New York City to face his charges. The NYPD seemed to be honored to have caught the man they suspected of being the killer. So much so, they made sure to film an entire police force transporting Luigi to the courts like he was some sort of trophy. According to the authorities, Luigi did the shooting because he was angry at the healthcare system for their lack of coverage when it comes to their customers, claiming that Luigi had dealt with back pain for years and was angry because he wasn't taken care of by the insurance company. When Luigi was asked how he pleaded to his charges, he pleaded not guilty and stated that he was being set up. The crazy thing is I believe him, and I'm gonna tell you exactly why. First, like I already pointed out earlier, the person who did the shooting seems to be a professional. In my opinion, the way he committed the crime was like a man who has done this many times before. The fact that the suspect calmly unloaded at the victim and didn't walk him down suggests it wasn't personal but a hit. Add this with the fact that he was able to clear the jam weapon with ease, also suggesting he knows how to work the weapon well. Think about it, if a regular 26-year-old was trying to do this crime, it would have played out differently. We would have noticed some nervousness coming from the shooter. He would have made a lot more mistakes than he made, and it would have been way more personal. On top of this, I just don't see how it would be possible for Luigi to have known that the CEO was staying at that hotel and what time he was going to be heading out to that meeting, unless he was told that beforehand. How did he know where to wait for the guy and when he was going to come out? Something else that's hard for me to believe was the fact that Luigi was caught with all the incriminating evidence that could get him locked up. According to authorities, Luigi, who allegedly did the crime in New York City, made it all the way to Pennsylvania and for some reason didn't ditch the weapon and IDs before going to McDonald's. He was conveniently caught with all the evidence that would prove he's guilty and get him locked up. You're telling me this man who managed to strategically plan this entire hit didn't attempt to dispose of the weapon or any evidence before arriving in PA? Come on, that just sounds ridiculous and makes zero sense. Any person would have dumped the weapon the moment they left New York City, or even in New York City. You're telling me this guy was willingly running around with all the evidence that can get him locked up and prove he's guilty while eating McDonald's? What's interesting is that Luigi claimed the police planted the evidence on him, and it makes sense to me. He was casually eating at McDonald's with a book bag full of incriminating evidence. That just doesn't make any sense. Another thing that made zero sense was the fact that the police claimed he ditched his book bag in New York City, but then the police claimed to have recovered his book bag when they arrested him in PA. Something else that made no sense was that Luigi and his family weren't insured through United Healthcare. They didn't own a policy with the company. So why would Luigi go after United Healthcare in a personal vendetta if he wasn't even insured by them? Something I didn't mention earlier was the fact that the suspect had written on each bullet, defend, deny, and maybe depose, suggesting that the incident was related to the insurance company not providing coverage for those in need. But Luigi wasn't covered by that insurance company nor anyone else in their family. The media are running stories that Luigi did it because he was suffering from back pain and that his insurance company didn't want to cover it. But Luigi's insurance covered his back surgery he had just got a few years back. I honestly don't think this had anything to do with the insurance not paying out policies. I feel that the bullet saying defend, deny, and depose was added to plant evidence. I believe that what resulted in Brian being taken out is tied to that investor meeting. Someone at that investor meeting who knew about that meeting didn't want Brian to ever make it to it. It's obvious they wanted to stop Brian from speaking at that investor's meeting, and it's the reason he was taken out right before he entered the meeting. Remember, we're talking about millionaires and billionaires, men who are notorious for not playing fair and doing things just like this. I believe someone a part of this very company, maybe an investor, needed Brian Thompson out of the way. They hired a professional hitman and told them where Brian was staying and where he was going to be. As how else would the suspect have known where this man would be at? The suspect waited for him to walk out of the hotel. That means he knew he was there. This clearly tells us the suspect was told where to go and when. Now, I believe there has to be some big players in this game that are forcing this investigation close, with Luigi being picked as the fall guy. Now, the question I kept asking myself is why Luigi? Why choose him out of all the other people in the country? Did they choose him because he fit the description? Or did they choose him because a McDonald's employee pointed the finger at him and they just went with it? That's the part that I don't understand fully. What sticks out to me is Luigi's family ties. As I said earlier in this video, he is a part of a very wealthy and powerful family out in Maryland. In fact, Luigi was said to inherit a fortune from his grandma, who had passed away. According to reports, Luigi's grandma left her grandchildren a $30 million trust to be split between her grandkids. Luigi was said to receive a cut out of that $30 million. Now, it's being reported that because of this arrest, Luigi might not get that cut, and the money would likely be split between her other grandkids. When we're talking about millions of dollars, we know people are willing to do anything for it. Maybe this has something to do with it. Who knows? Maybe someone in his family who's gonna receive that inheritance wanted Luigi out of the way so they can get that cut. The media reported that Luigi's own mother said that Luigi shooting the CEO was something she would see him doing. This was a major red flag to me. When do you see someone's mother saying something that incriminating about their own child? Unless the mother had issues with her son. His mother also filed a missing persons report on Luigi, claiming that he went missing sometime before the shooting. Something I kept thinking about was the fact that Luigi was originally spotted by a customer at McDonald's who told an employee. The employee called the cops, not the customer. That made zero sense to me. Why would the customer tell a McDonald's employee that the suspected CEO killer was dining there instead of just calling the cops directly and collecting the $50,000 reward for themselves? What was the point of telling the McDonald's employee? To me, it seems like that guy who told the McDonald's employee is connected to all of this. I'm left with two questions that I believe need to be answered in order to get to the bottom of this. Number one, who wanted Brian Thompson not to speak at that investor meeting? Number two, why did they choose Luigi Mangione as the fall guy? If you're watching and have any ideas, let me know below. I want to know what you guys think about all of this mess. Do you agree with me? Is Luigi just a fall guy, or do you think he really did it? Sadly, it looks like we will never know the truth, as Luigi seems to be going down for this. Cops are claiming that the DNA recovered from the water bottle and the Kind Bar wrapper matches Luigi's DNA. The fact that they also found him with a quote-unquote weapon seems like they already have all the evidence they need to take this man down. It appears that Luigi might not make it out of this one. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.